Hi, my name is Haley Sampson, and I'll be reading from the Cincinnati Enquirer today. The first article is entitled, Summit Gives Knee Ultra to Mary and Joe Brinkmeyer. The Summit Country Day School presented the Knee Ultra Award on Sunday, September 15th, to Mary and Joe Brinkmeyer, a Hyde Park couple whose relationship with the school spans six decades. Mary Foss Brinkmeyer, a 1967 graduate of the Summit, and her husband were presented the award in the Summit's picturesque 19th century St. Cecilia Hall. The Knee Ultra, which means none higher in Latin, is given to individuals who make extraordinary contributions to the future progress of the Summit. The Brinkmeyers have made an indelible mark on the history of the Summit over the past 67 years, since Mary first started school here as a three-year-old, said Rich Wilson, head of school. Mary and Joe have been deeply committed to the Summit as parents and grandparents, faculty, trustees, and generous benefactors. Their sustained influence contributed to the Summit being a place of high ideals where we strive to make the world a better place. Mary was a teacher at the Summit, a leader and alumni, and parent groups in the assistant head of school, who started the Summit's signature character education program. Joe is a coach and football announcer. Both Mary and Joe served as trustees at different times and gave generously to the school's endowment and capital projects. The couple also gave their children, Lauren and Joseph, the advantage of a Summit education, and have two grandchildren currently attending, making theirs a four-generation family that began with Mary's mother, Amelia Hamburg Foss, a 1924 graduate. After graduating from the Summit in 1967, Mary went to Trinity Washington University in D.C., while Joe studied marketing at the University of Cincinnati. Although they met in high school, they married after college and went on to receive master's degrees at Xavier University, his in business administration, hers in Montessori education. Mary joined the Summit faculty in 1974 as a Montessori teacher in a classroom for three-year-olds. Taking a break in 1978 to focus on their children, Mary joined the alumni board and the Summit Parents Association. She served on the school's independent board of trustees from 1986 to 1992. In 1992, she was appointed assistant head of school, a role she held for 17 years until her retirement in 2009. One of her greatest achievements was development of the Summit's signature character education program. Inspired by the research of Dr. Tom Licona, she developed a unique program that continues to impact Summit students today. She was honored with the Mackenzie Sargent Distinguished Alumni Award in 2009. She also chaired the school's centennial celebration in 1990, headed a number of building projects, and initiated the Summit's mentor program for new employees. Joe served on the Board of Trustees from 2011 to 2017. When their children were in middle school, Joe coached son Joseph in soccer and daughter Lauren in softball. He was known for organizing a huge winter softball camp. When Joseph played football in high school, Joe was an announcer for the games. The Brinkmeyers have been very generous benefactors. In 1989, they established the Amelia Hamburg Foss 24 Scholarship in memory of Mary's mother. Nine students to date have been able to attend the upper school thanks to the Brinkmeyers. During the Cornerstone campaign, they funded refurbishment of the Bishop's Parlor in the main building. In 2003, they established the Brinkmeyer Fund for House and Grounds. In 2009, the Mary Foss Brinkmeyer 67 Scholarship was established by family and friends to honor Mary's service. Seven students have received scholarships so far. Longtime members of the Cornerstone Heritage Society, the couple have included the Summit in their estate plan. The Brinkmeyers also have supported other Greater Cincinnati organizations, including the Cincinnati Art Museum, Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Cincinnati Opera, Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden, the YWCA, Catholic Charities, and many others. And that was written by Nancy Berlier, the Summit Country Day School. The next article is entitled, Why Trees Matter, Seeing Forest and Trees. Imagine hiking through an autumn Ohio forest. Trees are draped in brightly colored leaves, and your steps crunch on half-eaten acorns. It's easy to think this is how the forest has always been, but that's not the case. The towering trees in Ohio's and in this country's forests may seem old, but they're relatively young. That's because most of our forests were cut down and cleared for timber, farming, mining, and other developments more than a century ago. In reality, only a couple of thousand acres of old-growth forests remain scattered among a dozen or so pockets. Every other woodland you walk through today is actually second or even third generation tree growth that has occurred only over the past 100 years, and often much younger than that. Bringing back the woods. Before the Europeans began to settle here, about 95% of Ohio was forest. But by the late 1800s, only about 10% of the state had woodlands left. Concerned by this massive loss of trees, the U.S. government began their first true conservation efforts, ultimately leading to the establishment of the United States Forest Service in 1905. With that, people began actively working to conserve and recover forests. In Ohio, people began protecting the remaining forests by setting up reserves and planting new trees on unused farmland and former strip mines. And while logging continued in forests around Ohio, new methods of removing trees were used, which was less damaging and more sustainable for the woodland ecosystem. Recovering a forest isn't the same as saving one. Forests, like any living ecosystem, go through cycles of life and death. Old trees fall and young saplings grow to take their place. This cycle is usually slow and steady. A few old trees die, creating a patch for new growth, and a few years later the same happens elsewhere in the woods. Through this gradual progression, the forest slowly regenerates itself. This natural ecosystem tends to be stable as a whole. Potential physical threats, such as strong winds, may knock down the older trees, but the younger ones grow to take their place. Diseases can be species or age dependent, which means one type of tree or only trees of a certain age can be infected. The forest as a whole recovers and sustains. However, when a natural woodland is completely cleared in a single season, such as what happened with loggings in the 1800s, the trees that eventually regrow are likely going to be about the same age. Additionally, early replanting efforts were often more concerned with planting trees than with planting different species of trees. So they might plant only one or two species to reforest an area, instead of the dozens of species that once lived there. The future of forests. Fortunately, our understanding of what makes a healthy, thriving forest has come a long way. Today, we know that ecology, agriculture, wildlife, and forestry sciences need to work together to create better foundations for the forests of tomorrow. More importantly, we now know how important it is that we not only have diverse tree species, not just for the health of the trees, but to provide critical habitat for all kinds of wildlife. We also need to balance the ecological benefits of forests with our economic needs, particularly timber, and that's where sustainable forestry comes in. These practices work to help us ensure that woodlands become more diverse, both in tree species and age, even as they're used for human needs. It's a more holistic and complex way of managing forests, with the overall goal of making sure that they remain healthy and vibrant now and into the future. Today, thanks to these efforts, Ohio's forests are healthier, more diverse, and produce more timber than ever before. In fact, Ohio's key economic timber species, maples, poplar, hickory, and red oak, are growing twice as fast as they are being harvested. While our woodlands may not be back to the original glory of trees so thick and plentiful that a squirrel could cross Ohio without ever touching the ground, we're considerably better than we were a century ago. The future of Ohio woodlands is looking exceptionally brighter as we learned more about how interconnected we are with our forests. Not long ago, Ohio was mostly clear-cut, and now that trend seems to be in full reverse. It's a statewide conservation success story, and one interested groups are dedicated to continuing. And that was by Dr. Jeffrey Courtney, Cincinnati Nature Center. The next article we have is Charlie Frederick honored at Winton Woods board meeting. Charlie Frederick invested his time in doing what he loved, and the people who knew him would say he loved Winton Woods City Schools. It was where his wife, Mary Jo, daughter Maureen, and three sons, Chuck, Joe, and Mike, spent a lot of their time as family. On August 26th, Winton Woods expressed to the family its deep appreciation for Mr. Frederick's dedication to the district by honoring him posthumously at a regular Board of Education meeting. Members of the community, staff, and family members reminisced through heartwarming stories and testimonials that spoke of the impact Mr. Frederick had on the Winton Woods community and athletic department. "I am a product of Charlie Frederick fighting for me," said Athletic Director David Lumpkin. "He's a tremendous leader and a Hall of Fame athletic director who led by example." Superintendent Anthony G. Smith acknowledged Mr. Frederick for being a catalyst in the community, not only in sports, but also in the field of education. In 2018, the Frederick family started a scholarship fund for two Winton Woods students to receive $500 every year. "My dad loved his job," said Mike, after mentioning a time his dad took him to the drag baseball fields. It really spoke to the passion he had for his job. His younger brother Joe expressed his appreciation for Winton Woods after naming their football track stadium in his honor. "I don't think anyone spent more time at that stadium than Dad did," said Joe. "We cannot be more grateful for how kind you have been to my father. Thank you." On Friday, September 13th, the Warriors hosted Upper Arlington High School in the Charlie Frederick Stadium. It was the first home football game of the season, in honor of Mr. Frederick's dedication, commitment to, and love of Winton Woods City Schools. And that was by Drew Jackson from Winton Woods City Schools. Roger Bacon's Kelly Brenner is the Rosa's MVP. One of the area's best two-sport athletes is Roger Bacon's senior Kelly Brenner, an all-star in volleyball and basketball. A volleyball middle hitter, Kelly helped lead last season's Spartans to an impressive 26-1 record, winning league and SWO district championships in Division II, while finishing as regional runner-ups. She recorded a league-leading 319 kills last season, with 75 blocks, second in the league, and 49 digs. She was named first-team All-GCL Coed Central, first-team All-City, and first-team All-SWO District. She was also a finalist for Cincinnati.com Sports Awards Volleyball Player of the Year. In basketball, Kelly, a shooting guard, will likely go over 1,000 career points this upcoming season. She helped lead last year's team to the GCL Coed Championship, going 8-2 in league play and 20-5 overall. She averaged 11.4 points a game, with 3 rebounds and 1.2 assists per game. Big games included versus Chamonix Jolene, 24 points, Purcell Marion, 19, McNicholas, 18, and Taft, 18. Her club team is the Cincy Swish. Her honors included being named first-team All-GCL Coed Central for the third straight year, and first-team SWO District. She already holds a school record for most three-point shots made, 135, and her 879 career points rank third in school history. A great student who's active in community service, Kelly likely will play basketball at the next level, but has not yet selected a college. Kelly is the complete student athlete, says basketball coach Joe Pignigan. She works incredibly hard and has great success on the court and in the classroom, which is proven by her GPA and all her athletic accomplishments. Her favorite athlete is Steph Curry. Favorite entertainer is Ellen DeGeneres. Favorite book is the Harry Potter series. Favorite movie is The Notebook, and most likely to meet is Ryan Reynolds. Kelly is all business. When she is on the volleyball court, in the classroom, or running the floor, you can be sure she will get the job done, said her volleyball coach. And this was written by Bill Mefford, LaRose's MVP program. Jen Thaman from Mountaineer to Dame wrote, St. Ursula's Academy Hope Squad offers support for all students. Every day at St. Ursula Academy, students are encouraged to build a better world. The Hope Squad, a new initiative beginning with the current 2019-2020 school year, works daily to support the school by providing a framework for students to reach out to peers if they are struggling with mental health. St. Ursula Academy worked with the Greater Cincinnati Grant Us Hope organization to bring the Hope Squad to SUA. Hope Squad is an evidence-based peer-to-peer suicide prevention program that teaches students, staff, and community members to recognize the signs of suicide and equips them with the tools to connect at-risk students with appropriate mental health resources. Hope Squad members were nominated by their peers as individuals who are empathetic, helpful, trustworthy, good listeners, and confident young women. Rose Woodmire of 2020 of Madeira was honored to be selected as a Hope Squad member. I have friends and family who have been affected by mental health issues. I think that, as a member of the Hope Squad, I can help alleviate some of the pain of dealing with mental illness by promoting self-worth and a positive self-image, said Woodmire. All members of the Hope Squad are supported by trained staff members, SUA counselor Kathy Sherrick, assistant principal Sarah Yucht, and teachers Ariel Balls, Kathy Hammond, Andy Hiddle, and Mark Simcoe. The Hope Squad was introduced to the entire student body as members of the SUA community who are willing to listen and support anyone who needs encouragement or motivation during the difficult teenage years. Maya Gortemuller, 20, of Montfort Heights, is happy to be part of the SUA Hope Squad. I want to pursue a career in the health field, and I am passionate about teaching people holistically. I think it is important to make sure others are doing okay, not only physically, but mentally as well, said Gortemuller. The SUA Hope Squad recently launched a social media campaign to share positivity among their peers via Instagram. Additionally, in order to help raise awareness for suicide prevention and mental health issues, the Hope Squad will participate in the Out of the Darkness Walk to be held on October 13th at Sawyer Point. St. Ursula Academy recognizes the importance of student mental health and is fortunate to be among more than 50 schools in the greater Cincinnati area to implement this national school-based peer-to-peer suicide prevention program. For more information, visit www.grantushope.org or hopesquad.com. St. Ursula Academy is a Catholic college preparatory secondary school for young women known for academic excellence and rich tradition. St. Ursula welcomes schools from more than 90 grade schools in the greater Cincinnati area. The Academy is recognized by the U.S. Department of Education as a Blue Ribbon School. The campus, located at 1339 East McMillan Street in East Walnut Hills, has been the home of St. Ursula Academy and Convent since 1910. The class of 2019 earned college scholarships totaling more than $25 million. This was written by Misha Bell of St. Ursula Academy. Mercy McCauley High School launches the Ann Brewinger Ardue Program. Mercy McCauley High School is pleased to announce the launch of the Ann Brewinger Ardue Program, made possible by the Clement and Ann Brewinger Foundation. The Ann Brewinger Ardue Program will provide transformational opportunities to students who may be facing complex life challenges, both inside and outside of school. Opportunities that foster holistic personal development, better preparing them for academic success in high school and ultimately for college and rich, rewarding lives. The word Ardue is the Irish word for rise, which as an acronym in this case defines the program as route to individual success and excellence. The Irish word is a nod to the common Irish heritage of both Ann Brewinger and Catherine McCauley, foundress of the Sisters of Mercy. We are incredibly grateful to the Clement and Ann Brewinger Foundation for providing Mercy McCauley with the funding to support this very unique and very necessary program, says Patty Rigo, president, Mercy McCauley High School. Ann Brewinger's passion for helping women achieve success is very much aligned with the mission of our foundress, Catherine McCauley. At Mercy McCauley, student success is our top priority, and we know that care for a student's whole self is necessary for her to be successful. This individual, invaluable program will provide an extra level of care for students, guiding them on their path to personal success. We believe this new and innovative program at Mercy McCauley is well aligned with Anne's vision and lifelong passion of supporting and nurturing young women to their fullest potential, while also developing strong future leaders. We are proud to honor Anne by supporting the Ardue program, says Alma Helping, a McCauley alumna and senior advisor to the Clement and Ann Brewinger Foundation. Over the next few months, Mercy McCauley will work with an expert in the field to define the program's specific services. A search will also begin for the program's director, who will be a licensed school social worker or therapist, to enhance the school's ability to address the increasingly more complex and individualized social and emotional needs of students. The director will guide the program's students to success during their high school experience in collaboration with teachers, counselors, administrators, and intervention specialists, and other external resources. A team will be meeting in the coming months to solidify the details and plan for the program's launch later this academic year. M&D announces National Merit Commended Students. Mount Notre Dame is proud to recognize 3 commended students in the 2020 National Merit Scholarship Program. Congratulations to Ava Berger, from Wyoming, Jessica Mitch from Evendale, and Rachel Wilson from Sharonville. Commended students placed among the top 50,000 scorers of more than 1.5 million students who entered the 2020 competition by taking the 2018 preliminary SAT/National Merit Scholarship qualifying test. About 34,000 commended students throughout the nation are being recognized for their exceptional academic promise. M&D Principal Mrs. Karen Day commented, "Ava, Jessica, and Rachel are excellent academic role models. Above all and beyond their success in their courses, they are empowered young women who are poised to impact our communities and world. We are so proud of them." The Junior League of Cincinnati is hosting the 9th annual Tour of Kitchens. The Tour of Kitchens is a showcase of some of the finest houses, restaurants, and vendors in the greater Cincinnati area. During the self-guided tour, attendees are invited to explore local families' unique kitchens and entertainment spaces, while enjoying small bites and delights prepared by top chefs and caterers from across the region. Proceeds from the tour are vital to the Junior League of Cincinnati's mission to promote volunteerism, develop the potential of women, and improve communities through the effective action and leaderships of trained volunteers. To purchase tickets, please visit www.jlcincinnati.org/tourofkitchens or call the JLC office at 513-871-9339. Kristen Gallagher, Junior League of Cincinnati. Mike's Car Wash is to raise money for the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden. All Cincinnati and Dayton area Mike's Car Wash locations are teaming up on Saturday, October 5th and Sunday, October 6th to support the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden and their More Home to Roam capital campaign. Mike's 14 Cincinnati and Dayton area locations will discount their ultimate wash on October 5th and 6th to $15 and will donate a dollar from each of those washes sold to the Cincinnati Zoo. They will also collect additional donations out on site. We are blessed to have one of the best zoos in the nation right here in our backyard, said Ty Dubay, Chief Operating Officer of Mike's Car Wash. It's also one of the Cincinnati's oldest nonprofit organizations, and we want to make sure that it continues to thrive and grow for years to come. We encourage our customers to come out and show their support in Cincinnati and Dayton, October 5th and 6th, so that we can make the ultimate impact for this great organization. So this is the second year that Mike's Car Wash has hosted a fundraiser to benefit the zoo, says Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard. By donating to the zoo, named both best and greenest zoo in America, Mike's and their customers are supporting extensive efforts to protect endangered animals and plants. And their gift to the More Home to Roam campaign will mean the world. The mission and vision of the zoo is to create adventure, convey knowledge, conserve nature, and serve the community. Launched in 2018, the goal of More Home to Roam is to dramatically transform the zoo's habitats and expand community and conservation efforts here and around the world. The changes made will be the most extensive in the zoo's history. As one of the oldest nonprofits in the city, the Cincinnati Zoo is ranked by USA Today as the best zoo in North America. Founded in 1948, Mike's Car Wash is headquartered in Loveland, Ohio. Please visit mikescarwash.com for more information. That was Megan Hollibaugh from Mike's Car Wash.